I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. December 15th is the deadline for open enrollment for health insurance through the Affordable Care Act, which became law nearly 10 years ago. I checked in with Jackie Kiger at Pisgah Legal Services about what people need to know as they navigate this year's marketplace.
What kinds of questions are you getting? What are concerns? What do people need to know about this enrollment period?
We continue to hear questions about whether or not the Affordable Care Act or the ACA or Obamacare, those are all the same thing, whether that is still the law. And it absolutely is still the law. Nothing has changed, but we continue to really have to reinforce for folks that the law is in place, pre-existing conditions are covered, and open enrollment is in fact happening. I would say the other big question that we get is whether or not people need to update their information or can rely on, you know, the information that they had in the system last year. Will that roll over? And what we really, really emphasize for folks is to always go back and update your information. No matter how little you think has changed, it can make a really big difference in the amount of financial assistance that you're eligible for. And that truly makes access to health insurance through the ACA very affordable for so many people here in the mountains.
Is there any idea of what kind of breakdown between those who are in and just need to get an update and re-enroll and people who are brand new?
We generally see around 2/3 of our folks kind of coming in and re-enrolling, and then a third to half at times, it really does depend, are new enrollees. What's great about the ACA is that it's so flexible. It is that coverage for people who year in and year out really need to access coverage. They don't have an offer through an employer. They don't have an offer through Medicaid or Medicare. So this is really the option for them. And we live in an area of the state where we have a lot of self-employed folks, people who are going into sort of a new business or leaving a job for, you know, to explore their own career, their own business. So this opens up an opportunity. And so we do see quite a mix of both people coming back and people who are new for the first time.
Let's look at the future of the ACA, because people do worry about that. So it's in place, but any concerns or thoughts looking beyond enrollment period?
Well, you know, I'll start with this. The ACA was signed into law in March of 2010. So we are about to hit the 10th anniversary of this law. And while we often talk about the big category of people who need coverage through the open enrollment period, and that's really important, we also need to recognize the other protections that this law brought with it. The protections of making sure that your plan, like my plan through work and other plans through work-based plans, they have to cover pre-existing conditions now. We as women cannot be charged more for coverage based on that. The donut hole under Medicare Part D is being completely phased out in 2020. And other protections like this that impact so many people, regardless of where they get their health insurance, those are all still in place because of the Affordable Care Act. Now, is this law perfect? Absolutely not. You know, we know that there are changes that do need to be made. My hope is that as we look to the future, we can focus on improving access to quality care and making sure that it is affordable for everybody who needs the coverage. And, you know, again, protecting what is already in place and expanding and making it even more available and more accessible to the people who still continue to need healthcare coverage.